Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you steam.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
All right. Hi, friend. Welcome back. You look kind of like people do when they come back from Hawaii or whatever, where they got a suntan.
Yeah.
But yours is that financial glow.
Yeah.
You had that financial Vegas glow all over your forehead.
Yeah, thank you. It was just the trip. Saw some old friends and... You know, you hit a couple bets and you're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop and it never drops. And then you get on the plane and you go through your wallet and you start doing the counting. It's like, yeah, Dibber, have yourself a little weekend. Yeah, so it's good times.
Good times,
yeah.
Hang on. I got to fix the camera here and get it on over. It looks like you got to fix yours, too.
Yep.
So we get our cameras here, YouTube and Twitch. What's going on?
Yeah, and we got to fix the backdrop, Lucas, when you get in here. Somebody knocked it down again. Yeah, it's all right.
Well, that was him, so he can come in here and fix it. But anyway, glad you're all with us. And
I'm really looking forward to 245.
Shohei Ohtani.
You and I had a deal. Not a deal. We had a plan that I was going to call in from Vegas, half in the bag.
Yeah.
And I hit you Thursday, and you said, you know, we got this Shohei Ohtani thing. How about tomorrow? And I'm like, I don't know what the first thing he's talking about, Shohei Ohtani thing. Okay, wait, have him on the show? And then Friday, I'm even further in the bag quietly.
Which I really wanted to do.
And I know.
The other part of the reason why I wanted Friday, because I'm like, I feel like this is going to be kind of a Friday thing.
Oh, boy,
like
was it.
You talking was just going to feel like Friday.
Totally.
So on Thursday, you would have just made people jealous.
Yeah.
On Friday, you would have made people go, hey, we should go get drunk right now.
Totally.
Right. And so I was into it. And then MLB does a Friday night news drop, and our phone lines were jammed the rest of the rest of the show.
So then after Friday, you're like, this Shohei thing is still going. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to break away from because I went, you know, I went fully immersed in the tourney as I always do. So I wasn't checking headlines. I didn't have my notifications on. So then I start looking through, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This thing is...
Could be big.
Could be a problem.
Could be big, although I'm sure in a half hour it's going to be nothing because this guy Ipe is getting sold down the river. But
Ipe.
But whatever. We'll figure that out when the time comes. And by the way, how are we supposed to trust this translator? Shohei could say whatever he wants today. and we're going to be like, I have no idea what. Did he just say I'm guilty?
Because Ipe is no longer on the payroll.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't think that would be an amazing twist if he was still there.
Yeah.
With the translation sensation.
That's a buck.
All right,
if he comes out and just says, yeah, I actually, I robbed him blind.
And,
yeah, I have a gambling problem. And yeah.
I only gambled once, but I didn't inhale. We'll find out what he says, 2:45. So join us for that. We will react. Until then, Golden State Warrior basketball, can I just say this real quick? And we'd like to open up the lines because I can feel it. It's been bubbling below the surface all year long, and it hit a fever pitch over the weekend. And not just fans, even media, former players, everybody is sitting there scratching their damn head about Steve Kerr and his rotations. Can we offer up our platform this afternoon for you to voice your Steve Kerr frustrations? What is it that you would like Steve to do that he's not doing? What is it that he's done that you think he's done wrong? 888-957-957.
Where do I begin?
Now, before you call or as you call, and Dibs, as you gather your thoughts on that, let me tell you what my thought is. No matter what you say, you're being unfair. And it doesn't mean, let me get this out right away, Steve's not perfect. He's been on this show weekly admitting his mistakes. I can point them out too. I guess my point is, if your house is on fire and also at the same time out front your car has a flat tire, which one are you going to address? You're not going to the tire store. Your house is on fire. Steve Kerr's rotational decisions are the tire in this analogy. Please stop acting like that's the issue. The answer is not in the building. Stop thinking that if Moses Moody had gotten a few more and Dario Saric, and why did they wait so long? I've been telling them about TJD since December. I knew it. You knew what? So instead of being 36 and 34, they'd be what, 38 and 32? If you, Bob, Cindy, David, if you were the coach, this is not a Steve Kerr rotation problem. Poor guy's been out there hucking stuff up against the wall to see what will stick all year long. And 70 games in, he's got to sit people down at a hotel and explain to them why they're not hustling? I don't get it. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Steve Kerr has had a rough year at times, no doubt. But to say that his rotations or his decisions are the problem to me means you think that the answers are there on that bench. If he would just do it this way, the Warriors would be the 4 seed right now. I don't see it. I don't see it even a little bit.
I think it's an age issue, and it's also a talent issue, to your point. And, you know, Goo made a good point about Draymond Green, 25 games out. If he plays some or all of those, are you a better team? Yeah, sure you are. Andrew missed 5 games, and he's been very Andrew most of the year. I also think you look at Steph Curry, and he has played a ton of minutes, and the minutes he plays are high-energy minutes, and he's 36. So the idea of him slowing down is a natural progression in anyone's career. Brandon Podziemski, a rookie who you've played a lot more than you probably thought you were going to, he's hit the rookie wall, and all of a sudden he's not the same productive offensive player that he was. And Moses Moody in the lineup, out of the lineup, all that and more, and Kevon Looney, he can't get off the bench. Šarić, you brought in to be a 16-minute-a-night guy, and now he doesn't play anymore. So I don't know if you would rotate the deck chairs, so to speak, on the Titanic if you would be getting a different result. If all of a sudden you put Moses, Kevon, and Dario back in the rotation, well, who are you taking out? You only have room for 9 guys, maybe 10 at times. So I'm less inclined to blame Steve Kerr, and we all want to look at the micro decision from last night where Steph went back in 2 minutes later than everybody wanted, and some people want him to play 36 minutes like the old days. Well, we're late in the year, and he's 36 years old, and they obviously think that playing him 30 minutes, 32 minutes is how you get the best out of Steph, And so you have to lean on other people.
Well, listen, I'm completely open-minded, and we will whenever Steve comes on this week. When's Steve coming on this week?
Probably I would imagine Thursday. Right?
Thursday is their only non-game.
Correct,
week, right?
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. So we'll ask him about the Steph Curry minutes thing. I'm scratching my head, too. I'm just like I'm scratching my head, too, especially when Steph comes out after the game and he's like, hey, were you surprised? By the way, I was less interested in him going, yeah, a little bit, and I was more interested in that pause. Whoo, that was a hefty, long pause. Hey, Steph, were you surprised at the minutes there in the fourth?
Hello? Steph, do we lose you?
I was like, oh, what is going on in that mind? So, yeah, there's something there. Sure, there's something there. Who knows why? And Steve was defensive after the game, too. If you think that's what lost us the game, that's not what lost us the game. Okay, we'll ask him that question. There are things that happen inside the Warrior games and minutes and combinations and rotations that I have questions about all the time. I guess I just have a question that I feel like when I'm watching the game is bigger, which is how come none of this is working? Doesn't matter what rotation you put in.
Right.
You'll get a quarter, you'll get a half, sometimes you'll get a night. Memphis came in the last week. And from about halfway on through the second quarter to the end of the game, I was like, uh-huh.
They're humming.
Now that's some basketball. Milwaukee.
The Laker game, too. Absolutely. They played great against the Lakers.
Right. So you're going to get that. There's still so much talent on the floor that you're going to get nights where it's like, wow, okay, that's the Warriors. But it's like, no, this other stuff is the Warriors, too. Their inconsistency is their only consistency. And so I just look at this and go, you can be totally right about Steve Kerr messed this, that, or the other up, but isn't there something bigger going on, which is that everything he has tried, none of it has consistently worked. None of it, all year long.
Right, and it's because the players haven't consistently worked all year long. And you could look at Steph on Friday night. Steph wasn't very good. They were lackluster, and you lost to a team that's really pretty good at home again. So now you're a game below 500 at home, then you head out to Minnesota, and it's a pretty important game, and you play better, and then you still come up a little bit short at the end of it. And think about if Klay Thompson knocks down that three with 8 seconds left, which would have, you know, maybe changed the game in your favor. Nobody's saying a word about Steph Curry playing 30 minutes.
Right.
Klay knocks down the three. You tie the game, you go down, you get a stop, maybe you win in overtime, whatever it is. All of a sudden, this is not a topic, but because you can't close out games, we look at the Stephless minutes where, I'm sorry, you're going to have to play without Steph sometimes, and you're going to have to be able to sustain the basketball game for 8 minutes without Steph Curry.
Man, I don't know what the answers are. I just know they don't look like they're here. And that's the scary part. That's the scary part. Looking in, you know, I don't even know what they're able to do next year as opposed to what they want to do. They can assess the player that they, the kind of player they want, the specific player that they want. Can they do it? Like, think of all the things they've got to work through. They've got to work through the finances.
Yep.
They've got to work through the emotions. They've got to work through
the fit.
Steph's career, right? Timeline, the fit.
The future?
You got to work through all of it. It doesn't feel like it's going to be a quick fix. But all I can tell you is that when I watch the Warriors now for exactly 70 games this year, at no point did they have that rotation, that lineup, that look, that confidence. It's not here. So we can all be right. That's the beautiful thing about today. You can all be right. You can be right. Steve was wrong for Moody. He was wrong for Kuminga. He was wrong for TJD. Wrong for Steph last night. You could be right. I have no idea. But it feels to me like this man has been over there trying different things all year long. And they have yet to find the answer. And while I've been like pitching the idea of like, let's stay in the moment, don't go large.
Yeah,
let's play the last 12 games. We're still very much in an anything can happen spot. But at the same time, come on. He's tried everything. Hasn't he?
Hard to believe that we're in schedule or scoreboard watching mode, and the only team you're watching is Houston.
The Houston Rockets.
Right.
Who'd have even thought of that?
Yeah. And these two teams still play each other coming up in April.
Eight in a row?
Yeah.
How the hell that happen?
It's a young team getting better as opposed to an old team looking tired.
All right, so your Kerr frustrations, your Kerr points, or is it something else? I hear a lot of Kerr, especially in the last 24 hours. Let's take your calls at 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're also 15 minutes away from whatever Shohei Ohtani's going to say. Back together again. It's Willard and Dibs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're trying to keep him around 30, trying to get him as much rest as we can. We've played him a lot of minutes, played him 35 2 days ago. So as long as we were hanging in there, then we wanted to limit the minutes a little bit. Not limit them, but not overplay him.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you on Thursday. We'll hold your feet to the fire.
Oh, yeah.
We're also streaming live on Twitch and YouTube, twitch.tv/95.7 The Game, youtube.com/95.7 The Game. Watch us live and take a look at Dibs Financial Glow. You subscribe to the channel. All of our content all day long is on Twitch and YouTube. So join us. Have a whole lot of fun. We'll chat with you. Rip us. That seems to be a popular thing to do. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We look forward to seeing you there. So I don't even know if we cut this with the pause. I bet we didn't. But here's Steph's reaction to the lengthy fourth quarter rest.
I mean, obviously, you're comparing it to last game and my normal rotation. Like, I want to play as many minutes as I'm fresh and able to. So a little bit, knowing that they were just going on a run, the lead was kind of withering away. So, you know, we played the whole fourth quarter in India against Indiana. Didn't work out. This didn't work out. So we got to find somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I want to play as many minutes as I'm fresh and able to do. Fresh and able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I side with Kerr and Rick Celebrini, who is the guy who tracks all the players' minutes and the movements and the usage and all the rest of it. And they came up with a plan, and the plan indicated that 30 minutes was going to be the number for Steph on a Sunday night. And so that's what you go with. And I do believe that if you play Steph Curry two more minutes or four more minutes, you're not necessarily going to get more productivity from Steph Curry. There's no guarantee.
Well, I do understand the frustration on a couple of levels. First of all, Steph could have easily said, no, I wasn't surprised. That was the plan. But he didn't say that.
Right.
This is also the basketball version of Austin Slater hitting a homer in the fourth and getting pinch hit four in the fifth or whatever. Right? We're sticking to the plan no matter what the scoreboard says. And that gets people. And I get why it gets people. So is there any room in your mind for, well, I know we were going to sit him, but we got a tight game and we got an opportunity to win this one. So, you know, now it's starting to slip away. Why don't we jam Steph in there a little bit earlier?
Yeah, there's room for that in my mind, but I also think that, you know, it's an NBA game. So even though it was, quote, slipping away from you, it didn't really slip away from you until you get to the 8-minute mark. And over the course of the next 1 minute, they went on a 5-0 run. And that's where it went from, it was 3-8. It went from 3-8 in a minute. And I'm looking and there was a timeout in there after it went from 3-8. Other than that, there was no stoppage. So do we want Steph Curry at the table there waiting? But it was a full minute where, and I'm looking at the game log here, Draymond comes in with 8:56. You got a miss. There's a foul. There's a miss. There's a foul. Miss, rebound, miss. Block, rebound. They make it. Miss, rebound. They score. Then a timeout. So it's about a minute of actual game flow where you couldn't have put him in.
Well, you could call timeout.
Well, they finally did.
Yeah.
They finally did with 6:54 to go.
You can create a stoppage of play if you want.
Well, you can unless Klay Thompson has the ball and he pulls from 27.
I don't know. Steph Curry was asked, can they afford to be limiting minutes right now considering what's going on?
The situation will define itself pretty clearly, and it is in kind of real time, so every game matters. You know, we're inching closer to the other end of the standings that we never thought we'd be in. Nobody's going to wave the white flag and say, you know, you're mailing it in. And if that means playing more minutes, then I'll be ready to do that.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, listen, there's going to be an openness to go do it. I guess I'm having a hard time with the night in and night out. Everything would be going well if you had just done this. If you had just played Jonathan Kuminga instead of Andrew Wiggins, then everything would be fine. Well, but Jonathan wasn't playing well last night. So what is it that the Warriors are supposed to do?
Steve is supposed to know going into the game who's going to play well and
right.
Who isn't.
Right.
What's so hard about that, Kerr?
Nothing.
Other than...
That's your job.
Well, and the other part of that, Mark, is find me a game, and there's been a few, where you had more than five guys who actually played well on the same night. And that's where I side with you more than I do with the angry mob, because last night's a good example. When you look at the overall performance of the team, you didn't have a clear-cut five that you want to have out there at all times.
You think the answer's in the building?
No. What's the question?
The answer.
How do you get good again?
What's the answer? That's the question.
The answer is get better players.
How do you compete at a high level? How do you maximize the remainder of Steph Curry's career?
The simple answer is get better players.
Okay.
The more difficult answer involves how you go about offloading players and bringing in players. And we've done this exercise, and I'm willing to do it between now and the end of time as need be. But you're going to look at Klay. Klay's a yes or a no. And if he's a yes, you can't pay him as much as maybe he wants. So does he take a discount? Chris Paul, you're not paying 30. The sentiment is that he likes it here and he wants to come back. But would he come back for
minimum.
The mid-level?
Minimum.
Or the minimum? Would CP3 play for the minimum?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't think.
You're asking for some real pie-in-the-sky stuff. Kevon's going to be gone. And what do you do with Andrew Wiggins? So if you can offload $100 million, then you think, okay, free agency. There aren't a lot of great franchise-changing free agents. So I don't know how you fix it.
I'm not.
But the answer is not in the building.
Right. I'm not even in off-season mode yet. Like,
because
we're not in the off-season. I'm not in off-season mode. I'm just in, like, can we actually have a real conversation about what's going on with the Golden State Warriors? We started this last week. You know, you were in Vegas having a blast, and I was sitting here going, y'all realize, like, and I know you and I have a difference of opinion on this. I like the play-in tournament. I like it. But there's a danger to it from the fan perspective. The danger to it is that it can fool you into think that things are actually going okay for your team. And there's no doubt that that's the case here for the Warriors and the Lakers. These proud franchises, great fan bases, unbelievable achievement. for these franchises. And we're all sitting here going, well, if they watch out, if they get in there, watch out, because you know, because championship DNA, stop. Why are we fooled into thinking that these teams are contending? There are more teams ahead of them than there are behind them. They are not contending. They're hanging out with the Rockets. No one's even thought of the Rockets all year long. And I understand who's on the Warriors team. And so old habits die hard. So sure, we're going to sit here and go, yeah, you wouldn't want to play them. And that's true. That's fine. I'm sure the T-Wolves don't want to play the Warriors or the Lakers. Great. But don't get fooled into thinking that this team is contending or close. Their excuses this year are not the same as they were last year when everybody was all, you know, not liking each other and all of that.
And Wiggins was gone for 2 months and the whole thing, yeah.
Sure, Wiggins missed a little bit. Yeah, Draymond got suspended. You had plenty. You had plenty of availability on your roster if you were close. So that's where I'm at right now, 70 games in. I certainly hope the Warriors don't get the 10 seed and then people walk away going, well, they're in the playoffs right there. Like, coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Right.
They're in 10th place.
You're 5 games out of the 8. So if there was no cockamamie play-in tournament, and I do think it is cockamamie.
I know you do.
And it's designed for this very reason, so we can have LeBron and Steph clash. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So the NBA can get their one-off with the two biggest names in the sport going head-to-head in a March Madness-style game.
See,
but what they don't want to tell you is that neither of these teams has a shot in Hades of actually going into the playoffs and beating one of these really good playoff teams.
Well, but that would presuppose that they put the play-in tournament together knowing that big names would end up in it. I love the play-in tournament.
That's a safety net.
Yeah, I love the play-in tournament for two reasons. Number one, it creates one-and-done urgency games. You love those. I love those. You just went to Vegas for a bunch of those.
Whew.
So I love one-and-done urgency games. Sports should do that when they can. Number two, I look at it the opposite way. You call it cockamamie. Like a lot of people thought the 7 and the 8 seed was cockamamie. A lot of years, that team that's in the 8 seed doesn't even have a winning record. So why are they a playoff team? And what this does is separate that 7 and 8 seed from the top 6. And it makes them go through a further dance in order to even achieve the playoffs. And I think that's fair. Like, yes, the 1 seed should get a tired 8 seed that just had to win an elimination game. You should. You earn that in the regular season. So I love the play-in tournament. But don't let it fool you into thinking that your team is actually healthy. This is not a healthy...
Well, we got fooled last year by Miami. So that's... And that is the fool's gold, though, because Miami is a different team than this team is. But they were a play-in team, and they went to the NBA Finals. So that, for the NBA, is exactly what they want fans to believe.
Sure.
And I don't think that this Warrior team is, you know, playing to the point where they're leading anyone to believe that.
No, and I'm sure, because Steve used that example with us just a week and a half ago, yes, people will use that example and will probably use that example for the next 20 years, because between now and 20 years from now, Miami will still probably be the only play-in team that made it to the NBA Finals. It's not the way to go.
Right.
And they also did it out of the 7 or the 8, not out of the 9 or the 10. The 9 of the 10 is a death march. It's a death march, especially the 10. You can beat two of these teams on the road back-to-back and then go do something once you're done with that?
Well, the problem is you got to face the 1. No matter if you're the 9 or the 10, even if if you're the 10 and you do win 2 on the road, you have 2 more on the road against the best team in your conference as a reward. So now you're talking about a 4-game road trip in 3 different cities, including 2 against the best team in your conference. That in and of itself makes the 8 beating the 1 more difficult than it used to be if you can get to the 8 by winning that 9-10 game and then beating the 7-8 loser.
We're going to take some of your phone calls, but I'm also mindful that it's 2:45. So in theory, Shohei Ohtani should be speaking momentarily. As soon as that goes down, we'll let you know exactly what the takeaway from the whole thing is. But in the meantime, let's go to Ben in Concord on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Ben. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Fan. Just listening to what you guys are saying. Hey, guys. just listen to what you're saying. I'm looking at the stats for all of our losses, and it doesn't look like it's the Steph Curry minutes problem. It just looks like Wiggins, Podzimski, they're not doing enough to be in the starting lineup. I think they should put Clay back into the starting lineup. Let him get some flow. Get Trace Jackson, Davis in there in the starting lineup, because him and Clay are phenomenal together. And we need more big screens for Steph and Clay in that offense. And somebody to hold down a big on defense. I don't know why we don't start Trace Jackson Davis. I mean, we've tried the Podzimski thing. The guy hasn't averaged over 10 in the last 4 or 5 games, maybe in his whole career. I don't know why we're still riding that Podzimski thing. Wiggins has been a complete mess all year. Let's go with some guys who are a little bit more consistent, and let's get Clay hot. Because if Clay doesn't get hot, then the Warriors don't get hot. Steph needs a right-hand man, and Clay's been the guy the whole time.
So, Ben, can we go through a little quick exercise with you? Let's say that everything you just said, they did it, and it went great. The result for the Warriors would be what?
Eight seed.
Then what are we doing? Like, that's kind of my point. And Ben, thank you very much. I thought that was an honest answer.
Yep.
So they're the 10. And if everything that they've currently got on their roster and their bench, if everything is cool, clicks, perfect, health, flow, all of it, then you're going to get the 8.
Right.
Pass.
Well, and Clay,
I'm out.
Quite honestly, has been much better as a reserve than he's been as a starter.
Great point.
He's scoring 3 points a game more. His field goal percentage is 46 instead of 41. His three ball is 43 instead of 37. Across the board, and it's no longer a really small sample, Mark. He's come off the bench 14 times now, and his points a game, his minutes are down a click, 3 minutes a game, but he's scoring more, and he's more productive. He's more effective off the bench.
All right, much more on this coming up. I do want to get you the initial quotes coming from Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, quote, "I never have bet baseball or any other sports. I have never gone through a bookmaker to bet on sports." Here is another quote, or not a quote, but Ohtani denies that he has ever gambled on sports or asked anyone to do so on his behalf. So we're just getting the initial quotes, but Shohei Ohtani is certainly not going to admit to any gambling on sports, not today.
Right, nor should he. And this is one of those things where if they ultimately have recordings of his voice or if they have actual advice or paper trail, and it's maybe not fair to compare it to the Tiger Woods saga, but it wasn't until you got a real sense of actual evidence, paper evidence and phone recordings about Tiger and all these mistresses that he had, that's when it became incontrovertible, undisputable evidence that Tiger was involved in some serious sex addiction.
Quote, "Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies." There's another fresh quote from Shohei Ohtani.
That's interesting.
All full finger point allegation goes at this point to the interpreter, Ipe. And again, that falls in line with what his attorneys and representatives had said toward the end of last week. But again, this is why it's such a bummer that Ohtani's not going to take questions. Because question number one is, why did your representatives initially tell a different story? Like, the question needs to be, okay, he's been stealing money from you.
Because we didn't realize it was against federal law to give money to a friend to pay off a bookie.
Yeah.
We didn't realize that, Mark. I was just doing a guy a solid.
Ipe, quote, "Ipe never revealed to me that there was this inquiry from the IRS."
Right.
In other words.
Right.
Shohei says he was never even told.
When did he discover that Ipe had stolen $4.5 million from him?
Apparently this was like late Wednesday.
So he just suddenly checked his bank balance and realized, oh, I've only got $247 million in there. There should be $251.5. Anybody know where that $4.5 million went?
Yeah,
it seems dubious to me.
Maybe.
He was buddy-buddy with him on Wednesday.
Buddy-buddy with him in the dugout
right.
in Korea on Wednesday. And already by that time, Ipe had been fed to ESPN by Ohtani's representatives to tell the story that $4.5 million had gone to cover his gambling debts.
Right.
It was my gambling addiction and Shohei paid for me was the story. And then 24 hours later, they changed it to theft.
Yeah, I'm just going to speak for myself here and see if you follow me. But if you steal $4.5 million from me, Mark, we're not friends anymore.
We're done.
We're done. We're not walking to the parking garage together. We're not bro hugging every Friday like we do. I'm not getting you donuts, even though I owe you a dozen. We're not buddies anymore.
Oh, I still expect the donuts.
Okay, you're right. I owe you.
But
and the Dibley always pays his debts.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out the Lannisters.
Again, yeah.
You steal $4.5 million from me? We're not in the dugout. Maybe that's just me.
Quote, all of this has been a complete lie on Ipe's behalf. Quote, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I trusted has done this. It's okay. It's he said, he said.
Right.
Oh, and they said also.
Well, and you and I were talking about this in the green room about the nature of investigations of this sort. They're going to find every piece of paper trail, phone call, text message that they possibly can that's connecting Ipe with this bookmaker and the payment that that somehow was stolen. So he stole $4.5 million via 9 wire transfers. Is that what I'm led to believe?
9 wire transfers totaling $4.5 million.
So that's $500,000 per transfer.
Ohtani does, correct.
Does he have notifications turned off on his banking app?
It's a lack of notification sensation.
That's a buck.
Ohtani says that the first, now maybe this answers your question about being buddy-buddy in the dugout of game one in Korea. It was after that game that Ipe addressed the Dodgers team. Ohtani says the first time he knew about Ipe's gambling was when Ipe addressed the clubhouse. He said Ipe was speaking in English and kind of knew what was going on, that there was something amiss. Okay, can I raise my hand right here? Oh, I don't buy that at all.
No.
I do not buy at all.
Ipe, why are you so concerned with this dog race from Florida?
These two were too close. You gave this person power of attorney over your bank accounts, but you don't even know that he gambles? And you guys are together round the clock every day of the week? He's the only conduit between you and the outside world because of the language barrier? I'm not saying that's impossible. It's hard to believe, though.
Very hard to believe.
Like, I know about your gambling problem, and we're not even together nearly as much as those two.
Yeah, it turns out it's not much of a problem, is it? Shout out Creighton. Quack, quack. Am I right?
Oh, don't do that to Mark.
No, I'm going to, because he is gloated over my losses, and he points it out, and Creighton brought
you
it
You got lucky this time, Dibs. This
You're damn
been
right
lot.
I did.
Yeah, Tom Petty, you got lucky.
Cousinard, open 3 in overtime. Womp, womp, dude. Quack, quack.
That was a hell of a shot, though.
It's a hell of a game.
Regulation. It was a great game.
Great game.
It's a great game.
Better than Creighton won. Talk about no show in 00.
Gosh, dang. So, you know, FP and I last week sort of joked that Wednesday and Thursday this thing was only in the first inning. And then when MLB launched the investigation on Friday night, we're like, okay, on to the top of the second.
Okay.
I feel like when Shohei's done today, this is going to close out the bottom of the second. On to the top of the third.
Yeah.
Shohei leads 2-0.
I don't know if he leads.
Ah.
I mean, if you've got the IRS involved and, well, Major League Baseball, Flaccid Rob will leave no stone unturned.
That's true.
If the IRS is involved, that's not good.
No.
They tend to be a dogged group.
No emotional attachment to the NL West standings. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. There's more to share on this, and we will definitely circle right back to your Warrior phone calls. You still putting this on Steve Kerr, which means the answers are on the bench and they're in the building? Let's talk it out. It's Willard and Dibs.
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.